step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Kyle Rittenhouse, now it's his turn. Speaking out in an interview for the first time yesterday with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. And I got to tell you, my friends, it was one of the most damning interviews I have ever seen. Why? Yes, he was mature, intelligent, articulate, composed. I honestly thought Tucker asked some excellent questions. But more than that, what was so damning was the complete difference. It was night and day between what the media had been portraying and presenting, that of a racist monster, an armed vigilante, an unhinged, hate-filled white supremacist, and the actual person we got to see on the screen. He was sweet. He was decent. He was good. He was honorable. He was likable. The exact opposite. Up is down. Night is day. Down is up. I mean, it was the exact opposite of what the entire fake news media had been telling us about Kyle Rittenhouse ever since he shot and killed two attackers and wounded another on that fateful night in Kenosha, Wisconsin on August 25, 2020. What you get from the interview was that this was classic self-defense, that he wasn't there to hurt anyone or kill anyone or shoot anyone. This was a guy who has been born and raised in the area. His father's in Kenosha. Kyle Rittenhouse works in Kenosha, has friends in Kenosha, is often in Kenosha. And when he saw his community going up in flames, he did the right honorable thing. He went to help. And for this, the media has tried to crucify him, siding with the rioters, the demonstrators, the evildoers, rather than the only one who was doing the right honorable thing that night. My friends, what you saw was a textbook case, a case study in media manipulation, media lies, media disinformation, and media propaganda. Kyle Rittenhouse is no monster. Rather, he is a good, decent, wholesome American who got sucked into events beyond his control and by the grace of God survived. To the entire liberal establishment media, shame on you. I hope Rittenhouse sues the living daylights out of him. I hope he gets even a bigger compensation package than Nicholas Sandman, but more than the financial remuneration. They need to make a public apology and be held accountable. Because for month after month after month, from Don Lemon to Joy Reid to Anderson Cooper to Rachel Maddow to Steffi Stephanopoulos, from CNN to MSNBC to ABC News, the media lied, lied, and lied. They engaged in blatant character assassination and in blatant propaganda in order to destroy and frame an innocent young kid. And for that, there needs to be a much heavier price than simply a massive check that they have to sign. They have to lose their authority, their prestige, and they need to issue this man a public apology. Enough is enough. The fake news media is the enemy of the people. And the Rittenhouse trial, the Rittenhouse verdict, and now the Rittenhouse interview shows it beyond the shadow of a doubt.